Not a single Russian official, not one, has publicly gone on television in Ukraine and called on the separatists to support the Geneva Agreement, to support the stand down, to give up their weapons and get out of the Ukrainian buildings. They have not called on them to engage in that activity. In fact, the propaganda bullhorn that is the state-sponsored Russia Today program has been deployed to promote, actually Russia Today Network, has deployed to promote President Putin's fantasy about what is playing out on the ground. They almost spend full time devoted to this effort to propagandize and to distort what is happening or not happening in Ukraine. Instead, in plain sight, Russia continues to fund, coordinate, and fuel a heavily armed separatist movement in Donetsk. Meanwhile, Russian leaders are making increasingly outrageous claims to justify their action, that the CIA invented the internet in order to control the world, or that the forces occupying buildings, armed to the teeth, wearing brand new matching uniforms and moving in disciplined military formation, are merely local activists seeking to exercise their legitimate rights. That is absurd, and there is no other word to describe it. But in the 21st century, where every citizen can broadcast messages, images, and video from the palm of their hand, no amount of propaganda is capable of hiding such actions. No amount of propaganda will hide the truth, and the truth is there in the social media and across the pages of newspapers and in the video of televisions for all of the world to see. No amount of propaganda can withstand that kind of scrutiny today.